from Genesis chapter 25 and verse 1. We'll read through to verse 11. Then again, Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah. And she bare him Zimran, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shuha. And Jokshan begat Sheba and Dedan. And the sons of Dedan were Ashurim, and Letushim, and Leummim. And the sons of Midian, Ephah, and Epher, and Hanoch, and Abida, and Eldaa. And these were the children of Keturah. And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac. But unto the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts, and sent them away from Isaac his son, while he yet lived, eastward unto the east country. And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived 115 years. Then Abraham gave up the ghost and died in a good old age, an old man and full of years, and was gathered to his people. And his sons, Isaac and Ishmael, buried him in the cave of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar the Hittite, which is before Mamre, the field which Abraham purchased of the sons of Heth. There was Abraham buried, and Sarah his wife. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac, and Isaac dwelt by the well Lahairoi. Amen. May the Lord bless to us this reading from his word. Abraham is now a very old man, and his wife Sarah is dead. Isaac, the son of promise, is married to Rebekah. And perhaps Abraham began to feel lonely. Perhaps it was that he was seeking companionship and comfort in his old age. Whatever the reason, he took a wife called Keturah, and she gave birth to 6 sons, whose genealogy we have and from whom many different nations arose. Now, it is likely that this Keturah was not a full wife, because elsewhere in Scripture she is called a concubine, and indeed in this passage that we have before us there is a reference to concubines. Well, we know about Hagar, and here it would seem Keturah was the second which made that word concubines in the plural. It may be, and I don't want to insinuate something that might be wrong here, but it may be that, like Hagar, Keturah had been a concubine for many years, and that it wasn't simply that Abraham took her at the end of his life here, but that she had been a concubine to him for a longer period of time. Either way, Abraham was careful not to dilute the inheritance of Isaac, because as God had promised, he, Abraham, saw Isaac as the one through whom the divine promises would come. God's covenants would be fulfilled both as far as the possession of the land of Canaan and the spiritual seed, which was the Lord Jesus Christ, through this one, Isaac. And so Abraham was careful to send away these other boys that had been born. And this confidence that God had in the promises, or this confidence that Abraham had, in the promises of God, show Abraham to have been a man of faith, a man who believed the word of God. And for that reason, the New Testament looks back on the life of this man, Abraham, with great esteem and veneration. James calls him the friend of God. And Paul, in Galatians chapter 3, says that he was faithful Abraham, and in Romans chapter 4, the father of us all. That is, the father of all who believe. But it was coming to the end of Abraham's life, and at 175 years of age, an extraordinary age in our terms these days, but you will remember that in days gone by, men and women did live much longer. But at 175 years of age, Abraham died. And the Holy Spirit uses this time to give us a phrase which I think is interesting. We're told concerning the death of Abraham that he was gathered to his people. Now, men and women might use that phrase today to mean that he was joined to his ancestors in his death. But might we not say a little more about this rather lovely phrase? Because it's not necessarily Abraham's people that he is joined to, but rather God's people that are in view here. And that Abraham was gathered to his people. Abraham was one of God's people, as all are who are the children of God by faith, so that all the people of God can say with regard to their own death, as they anticipate it and as they consider it, that they believe that they will be gathered to his people. Galatians tells us in chapter 3, verse 26, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." And to be gathered to his people is to be brought by death into the company of that great congregation, the redeemed of the Lord, the children of God, the children of the resurrection. Isaac and Ishmael bury their father in a cave where Sarah was buried. And there in death, Abraham and Sarah, at least their bodies and their bones, are reunited once again. And from that little phrase, it would seem that Ishmael was not altogether separated from either Abraham or his brother, his half-brother, at least Isaac. And even if they were, it seems that death, as it often does, is an occasion that brings reconciliation in a family. We note just in passing that Abraham was not burned in his death, but buried. And this is the biblical pattern, as we have seen before. As Abraham ends his life, we are reminded that it is appointed unto all once to die. And Abraham made preparation for dying when he got Isaac a wife and gave Isaac all of his inheritance, indeed even as he sent away the other boys of his household far away from Isaac, that they be not a snare to him. He made preparation for dying. And we all ought to make preparation for dying, for we all will die. And even if we are younger, there will come a time in this life, if the Lord Jesus Christ does not come back beforehand, when we will all die? What is the best preparation that we can make for death? What is it that we can do in order to know that we have peace with God and that we will be gathered to his people? The word of God tells us in Hebrews chapter 10, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But then again, it also tells us in Proverbs chapter 14 that the righteous, that is those who trust in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Lord, have hope in death. John the Apostle writes in Revelation chapter 14 and verse 13, I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labours, and their works do follow them. It is to be our prayer and our desire that we die in the Lord. We die having faith in the Lord. We die trusting in the sacrifice and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to cleanse us from our sins. Abraham was blessed in life and he was blessed in death. And all who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Saviour, they are too. May the Lord give us grace to believe and hope for eternal life, that we, like Abraham, might know the blessings of the Lord when it comes to the day of our own death and our own passing into eternity. May the Lord bless these thoughts to us. Amen.